Why I left you that day in a pawn shop. I pawned you for cheap, for real cheap on the bitter cold July night of 1952, amidst the changing face of a city. I went to the pawn shop on Fouad Street in downtown Alexandria, next to the Bourgeois Cafe, where I was allowed to drink whiskey first thing in the morning in teacups simply because I could afford to. When the shopkeeper asked what I had for him this time, I pulled you out of the frayed cobwebs of your once favorite summer dress, from your once upon a time perfume-scented pillows, from the disintegrating yellow lavender in the blue vase still sitting next to your bed, from those grass stains on your skirt, from your running about on an acre and a half in rural Beira. From those amber prayer beads you fingered incessantly whenever you were mad at me. And that two-piece swimsuit I hoped to see you in one day. And then I pulled you from the tram lines in Rumla Station we took to and fro, to clinics, hospitals, and even to the local cemetery to check on our allotted burial spots. And from that lollipop pink rocking chair you slept in most of your rough nights. Nights when you retched and wept on the worn floorboards, when you shaved through bits of snow-white black tufts on your scalp after all those useless radiation sessions while talking to the hooded Azrael as he waited patiently for you to leave with him. You see, you let me down big time when you weren't there to curse me for missing the Friday congressional prayer in Nibi Daniel Mosque, where the great Alexandra might have been sleeping in the depth underneath. When that sleep shirt of yours was no longer trying to escape the fraying wash lines in a Mediterranean view balcony rivaling that of the Cecil Hotel. When I was left to my failed attempts at molokhia soup. When I started drinking again without having to listen to your gunfire swearing and prayers. When the wind sneaking between the cracks of a French window lost its tune, when sorrow turned out to be a heartless man pawning his wife. I left you there in the pawn shop on Fouad Street in downtown Alexandria next to the Boudreaux Cafe because I didn't want your many hues of an existence. I didn't want all those unavoidable sea-spiked Alexandrian sunshines anymore. I didn't want the lonely heirloom tea-less teacups you loved so much, or those tinted Coca-Cola bottles I filled with whiskey without you ever having noticed. And by God, I didn't want those endless running around shadows I laughed at as I stood around all the empty corridors. But today, in the humid warmth of this July night, a decade later, I finally decide you just can't remain an old man's unread poem stashed in a back pocket somewhere. However, two lates were like dust and memories, demolished streets and tea rooms replaced by banks and no longer standing pawn shops.